Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's ruining Christmas. She's got this small business and she sells self-care products like lotions and gut health things. It's just that it used to be fun, be goofy at holidays, but every single holiday is a sales pitch now. Is it appropriate to say, hey, could we do this a different day and not do it at Christmas?
That was Mixed listener Amanda in yesterday's relationship intervention who's having some issues with her sister. And this was your advice.
I would tell her, if your business isn't branching outside of the family yet, I feel like there's an issue with your business.
Amanda, thank you for joining the show. I know you're welcome. I didn't exactly see eye to eye on all of that yesterday. Radar has the day off here, but what happened? What did you decide to do?
I just really tried to take into consideration, you know, everything you said, other people said, and take it to heart that this is her source of income and she needs to be able to make money. So basically I'm putting up with it, but
you are.
I am.
Yeah.
But now I don't feel any shame about popcorn sales and magazine subscriptions and the pizza sale and the walk-a-thon and the read-a-thon and everything
that your family and kids are in.
Yes, right. Like family, I always hit up. Sure, everybody does, but I call them individually, right?
Yeah.
Well, now I feel like I'm just going to trot it all out.
Christmas has turned into the QVC network. If you buy this healthy gut mix now, you can also get a pizza sale for gymnastics.
That's right. Buy this now and you will still be around and in good health to eat the popcorn that I'm going to sell to you in about 2 months. So,
well, and one of the things that we talk about here when it comes to dealing with relatives and family get-togethers. Have you ever thought of doing with another family member or maybe your spouse holiday bingo where you make up these like bingo cards for yourself where every time your sister wants to offer an anti-aging cream, okay, that's a mark in your bingo box. Every time Uncle Joe talks politics, that's a mark in your bingo box or something.
What do you get when you win?
That's just it. You can decide. I got this idea from two friends of mine, a married couple, when his family would come up from Texas. It was always just a little crazy when the in-laws would show up. So they turned this into family bingo. And if he won, he got to go to a really nice golf course. And if she won, she got to have a spa day at a really nice spa.
I was going to say, I see a massage in my future.
There you go.
That is what I say. Yes.
There you go. And then it's almost like you're rooting for the chaos. You're rooting for the crazy
stuff.
And
you're just accepting it because in the end, it's going to be what it's going to be and you get something good out of it too.
Yes, yes, yes. But I think it's wise that you took a step back and realized that from your sister's perspective, this is her job. And with network marketing, that's not the time to be quiet. Time and place, I agree with you on that, Amanda. I get that 100% where it's like, do you just see me as a bank account or do you see me as your sister? And
hopefully
she can still see you as her sister, but she's getting a little distracted, it sounds like, with the job. And I just don't think that's the time. And honestly, if it really is out of hand, then maybe talk about it after the holidays and be like, hey, moving forward, you're hitting everybody up for things. And it's like, can we just not talk about work at the holidays? I mean, perhaps it's after the fact.
Yeah, I think now is probably not the time. And if this is the last season that I endure it, you know, so be it. But I tried to step back a little bit and realize I can't control everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure. And honestly, you know, be thankful you all can be together too. There's that part of it. Like,
absolutely.
What the holidays are about. And I know you care about your family and your sister and stuff, but look, we didn't blame you for being annoyed. But you're not the only person that's annoyed with family members at the holidays. It happens.
And, no, it just goes hand in hand.
You know, a little bit. Sometimes it does. Well, good luck with all of it. Thanks for being on Relationship Intervention, and have a great Christmas.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great holiday.